brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
To another podcast for Green Scene Daily. I'm Aaron Hillis, and my special guest is Alex Jones, one of the subjects of a new film called New World Order, playing at the South by Southwest Film Festival. Alex, you have so many titles. I don't even know how to introduce you. How would you introduce yourself?
Well, I got a syndicated radio show. I run some alternative news sites, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and I've also made 20 documentary films.
And we're actually tooling around in his vehicle right now, which is outfitted with his bullhorn. So we can do a little bit of interview, and if you hear Alex ranting a little bit, it's because he's educating the good folks of Austin. He's got the microphone out
right now. Ladies and gentlemen, the New World Order is the sworn enemy of all for humanity. The New World Order is a private consortium of corporations, banks, and defense contractors who publicly write in thousands and thousands of white papers that they want to set up a worldwide tyranny outside the power of any nation state so that they can never be defeated. They will then disarm the nation states, set up worldwide taxes paid directly to them. Now, the mainstream media will attack anybody that talks about this. Until now, the elites are in Time Magazine, the Wall Street Journal, Financial Times of London, bragging that a one-world government is being set up, but to save us from the economic crisis that the banks themselves created. You got to love it. They create the crisis off of the solution, the Hegelian dialectic. And through this one world government, we will pay our taxes directly to them. Hey, how you doing, sir?
Man.
Thank you, sir.
All right, man.
God bless you.
Man. All right.
How you gentlemen doing?
Give me a Rush Limbaugh, we'd be happy.
Well, we'll try. Rush Limbaugh is bad news, isn't he?
He's terrible. Man.
He's part of the false left-right paradigm. Keep us locked in that false left-right paradigm.
You're the man, Alex Jones.
You're the man, too, my friend. All right, take care.
You have so many... Like, you know, it's really great to see a moment like that because, I mean, so many people know who you are, and you have a lot of fans, and a lot of people have been listening to, you know, all the ideas that you have for a great many years. But how did you get your start? I mean, in the film, which talks a lot about people who have...
Thank you, sir.
Who have, you know, who have ideas that are strong, that are maybe not popular, but you're figured prominently in this, and you mentioned that it was Waco, the Waco incident. With David Koresh that you first really felt impassioned. I mean, but what led up to that?
All right. We are live. It is the Alex Jones Show. Alex will be in later. That was Alex over at South by Southwest. I'm talking about the new IFC project, New World Order. And we're going to go over a couple of articles out there. There's a Wired blog and a couple others that, you know, just want to go and savagely attack Jones for what he's done. However, there is a very interesting article over at Politico, and of course we're doing stories about it over at Prison Planet and InfoWars. Bilderbergers excite conspiracists. Now, this is a four-page article without any of the hit piece. I mean, most of the time they put in these little snarky comments. This doesn't. I mean, this is actually well-researched. It's well-stated. It's actually, if you could see all the highlights I have on this thing, it's unbelievable. So we're going to be going to that South by Southwest blog archive throughout the hour. Probably going to hit it at the 30 mark and at the bottom of the hour so you can hear more of that. Alex, of course, riding around with IFC in this van with two huge bullhorns. We'll probably be posting video of that over at PrisonPlanet.tv over the week, and then it'll get YouTubed. We're also going to be going over this review of the Obama deception. It has gone viral. It's all over the place. It was actually over at RLS Log. Huge amount of comments. I mean, people who hadn't seen it, oh, this is anti-democratic rhetoric. And the guy's like, no, he attacks Bush. Oh, no, this is all right-wing nonsense. Well, Politico really puts it into perspective. It's not nonsense. It's the real deal. They expose the Bilderberg Group in a fashion most mainstream media refuse to do. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com.
Thank you.
Phase 1 of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are back. It is Monday, March 16th. And this came out from Politico yesterday. We're also going to be commenting on Michael Savage talking about, you know, Reichstag events possibly pulled off by this administration. Well, yes, this administration will aid in a false flag event, but they won't be the ones who orchestrate it. Let's be honest, the elites at the top who have been. He won't talk about the false flag event that happened on 9/11, you know, but now Democrats are in, so he has to pull out this rhetoric, this disingenuous rhetoric. It is probably true that they will help and aid and assist in the cover-up and be the front men. But will they be the architects? A couple of them might be. I mean, they are so deep into the Bilderberg group. So we're going to comment on that in the next segment. But you have to see this article to believe it. We're going to be doing stories on it over at Prison Planet and InfoWars. Bilderbergers excite conspiracists. The highest levels of the Obama administration are infested with members of a shadowy, elitist cabal intent on installing a one-world government that subverts the will of the American people. It's pretty spot on. Good paragraph. I mean, it sounds crazy, but that's what a group of very persistent conspiracy theorists insist. And they point to the President Obama's nominee of Health and Human Services Secretary, Kansas Governor Kathleen Sebelius, as the latest piece of evidence supporting their claims. I've covered that story many times on this program and my own. It turns out the Sabellas, like top administration economists Timothy Geithner, Larry Summers, and Paul Volcker, as well as leading Obama diplomats Richard Holbrooke and Dennis Ross, are Bilderbergers. So right there, bam, 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 bam. We got five separate names. Five. Off the bat. I mean, that's incredible. And that is, she is someone who has participated in the annual invitation-only conference held by an elite international organization known as the Bilderberg Group. Boom. All right, now instead of being snarky about it, they actually introduce who these people are and when they started. What a novice idea for a mainstream media outlet. The group, which takes its name from the Dutch Hotel, where it held its first meeting in 1954, exists solely to bring together 100 and 150 titans of politics, finance, military, industry, academia, and media from North America and Western Europe once a year to discuss world affairs. Spot on again. This is, I mean, wow. And you think it's going to get, you know, attacking? No, it actually pays homage to InfoWars and Prison Planet as the people that are breaking these stories. Listen, we were talking about, and this article goes over it a little bit later, we're going to cover it, but this article goes over Obama and Hillary probably meeting with Bilderberg members in the secret meetings that his press secretary talked about while they ditched the press. Okay, that's something we talked about when it happened last. It was even before summer, but it would have to be late spring, early summer. It was in late May, I believe. That's how ahead of the mainstream media we are. And this article actually sources InfoWars.net, sources PrisonPlanet.com, doesn't attack Alex Jones. It's unbelievable. All right, let's just keep reading it because, I mean, I haven't even gotten to a section that I've highlighted where it really just starts naming names. It does mention this, though. It doesn't issue policy statements or resolutions, nor does it hold any events other than an annual meeting. So right there, it's admitting to you that it's completely secret. They don't tell you what they talk about. They don't issue policy statements. They just meet, and that's it. And then they just go, listen to this. Past participants have included Margaret Thatcher, who attended the 1975 meeting of Turkey's Golden Dolphin, former media mogul Conrad Black, who has been to more than a dozen conferences, and Bill Clinton, Tony Blair, Condoleezza Rice, Donald Rumsfeld, Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands, King Juan Carlos of Spain, and top officials from BP, IBM, Barclays, and the Bank of England. Again, not with a snarky attitude, with as in a matter-of-fact attitude. Thank you, Politico. I don't want to start worshiping these guys, because I'm sure there's a lot of propaganda all over their site, but this guy, Kenneth P. Vogel, Alex is just going to have him on. It is precisely that exclusive roster of globally influential figures that have captured the interest of an international network of conspiracists who, for decades, have viewed the Bilderberg Conference as a devious corporate global scheme. It's true. I mean, it's the video sharing website YouTube alone is home of thousands of Bilderberg-related videos. And then they quote Ron Paul. And they quote some very, 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 very insightful answers from Ron Paul. Yeah, all you people out there that want to attack Ron Paul, give me a break. This guy was the one shining light in the entire Congress. I mean, Dennis Kucinich, I give him big ups for some of the things he's done, but Ron Paul told it like it was. Kucinich did go after Kashkari, which is in the Obama deception, which you can go get right now at prisonplanet.tv and super high quality, by the way, on DivX. But Ron Paul predicted the collapse, has openly talked about the quote-unquote New World Order for decades now, is really the most proactive member in the Patriot movement. And that's why he's on that MIAC document that we discussed all last week. I don't laugh at people who claim they understand the connections, but I've never really spent much time tracing that through, said Ron Paul, a former presidential candidate whose libertarian sensibilities have made a darling of Bilderberg conspiracists. The one thing that concerns me is the people who surround Obama or Bush generally come from the same philosophic viewpoint and have their organizations. They have their Trilateral Commission, they have the CFR, Council on Foreign Relations, and the Bilderberg Group. And they've been around for a long time. And my biggest concern is what they preach. Keynesian economics and interventionism and world planning, he said. While it's easy to dismiss Builder Busters as cranks, these voices have a way of making themselves heard on the margins of the debate in ways that can prove to be real, if minor, distraction of Obama's political team. Bill Clinton had trouble shaking rumors that he was behind a shady criminal syndicate operating out of the MENA airport. Now, he wasn't behind that, but he was like a capo in it. And, yes, he did facilitate that. You know, I mean, they really don't go in. I mean, they're not bashing any of this stuff. It's amazing. George W. Bush was sometimes portrayed as a puppet of the clandestine Middle Eastern oil interests. Yeah, that doesn't really go deep enough, but come on. Here's where it gets really good. Okay. One popular website, Prison Planet, greeted Sabella's nomination with the headline, Obama picks Bilderberger for health secretary. Yeah, that's because he met with her. And they go into that later. The Bilderberger Group, in a rare press release last year, laid out a benign, if vague, mission, creating a better understanding of a complex force and major trends affecting Western nations. Oh, man. Democratic presidential nominee had initially tapped former Fannie Mae chairman Jim Johnson as a top Bilderberg to help him select a running mate. This is out of the Obama administration in 08. And, of course, then they go on to point out through IRS filings that contributions to this guy came from Kissinger, Rockefeller, and Graham, all past Bilderberg members. You know, they connect a lot of dots in this. The news further puts to rest any delusions that the Bilderberg Group is mere talking shop where no decisions are made, reported Prison Planet. And again, they give us credit. It is also ridiculous, once again, any notion that an Obama presidency would bring change to the status quo of America being ruled by an unelected corporate and military industrial complex elite. 1 month later in June, Johnson was joined at the 2008 Bilderberg meeting by Geithner, Holbrooke, Summers, and Ross, as well as Obama's first choice of human health secretary, Tom Daschle, and Sabellis, who was at the time included on some sort of short list of running mates and attended the 2007 meeting in Istanbul, Turkey. I mean, this is unbelievable. I mean, they're really, they don't hide anything. Man, it is just unbelievable to me. They even put out their little press release, you know, and then here's where it really gets good. Had the meeting been outside the United States, this is the 2008 meeting we're talking about, that might have been the end of the Obama angle. But the conference, which took place from June 5th through June 8th, was held at a heavily guarded hotel in Chantilly, Virginia, in suburban Washington, coincidentally overlapping with an Obama campaign event in the area. While Obama's schedule indicated he was to fly home to Chicago for the weekend, and journalists were herded on a campaign plane under the impression they were headed there along with Obama. See, they even use the term herded. The future president slipped away for the private meetings and never actually boarded the flight. Again, we reported on this heavily and connected the dots months and months and months ago. And thank you, Politico, for giving us credit right here. As it turned out, Obama secretly met that evening with Hillary Rodham Clinton in Washington, D.C., but not before raising alarms among the Bilderbusters, who were convinced something was rotten in Chantilly. Prison Planet connected the dots and concluded Obama and Clinton met at the Bilderberg meeting, declaring that the complete failure of the mainstream media to report this fact once again betrays the super-secretive nature and influential reputation of the 54-year-old organization still maintains. Even the snarky D.C.-based Wonkat, and Wonkat is one of those disgusting right-wing blogs, you know, half seriously posting that really it sounds like Obama and Clinton rendezvoused at the creepy Bilderberg Group meeting. Of course they did. But, you know, Wonkat's one of those. I mean, they don't praise Wonkat for what they did. They mention it in a little paragraph. Curiously, though, the episode wasn't the first time a Bilderberg meeting intersected with vice presidential selection machinations. So now they're going to go back to 2004, another story that was covered right here at Infowars.com. and PrisonPlanet.com, and talk about John Edwards being tapped at the Bilderberg Group. In 2004, both Time Magazine and the New York Times noted that Senator John Edwards had impressed Bilderbergers at that year's conference in Italy. Roughly 1 month prior to selection, as John Kerry's running mate, he attended. So, I mean, we're on page 3, and it's only a 3.5-page article, folks. I think you can get the picture. Politico doing an amazing job reporting on the Bilderberg Group. We'll be back after this. We're going to play Michael Savage, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources, and I'd like to share some thoughts with you. In today's economy, with the government spending gone wild, the banking system on the verge of collapse, and Wall Street in continuous free fall, we both know that it is critical that you protect your savings and retirement programs now. Macroeconomics can be very confusing, but the solution to securing your personal assets is very simple. It's purchase of gold and silver. These precious metals have been the trusted means of exchange for centuries, and they've never been more important in our country's history. It's up to you to design your survival plan, one based on gold and silver. Give me a call. I'm Peter Kranchnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and allow me to outline an easy answer to your questions. That's Peter Kranchnabel at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Call Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108, while you can still purchase gold with paper.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity. Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I'll be sitting in for Alex for a couple hours. He'll be in later. When you tune into PrisonPlanet.tv, we're going to be playing some more of that interview with Alex at South by Southwest and what he was doing there with IFC. And then we're really going to read these bashing articles because really Politico really just exposed the Bilderberg Group in a way. We should make this and articles we write about it over at InfoWars and PrisonPlanet.tv go viral because it really connects the dots. It shows... Look, I'm going to have to finish up with this just for a second, then we'll go to that Michael Savage clip. Even the guy who's like, oh, it's not a big deal, you know, one of the contended, the Bilderberg conspiracy theories don't make sense, if only because the wide array of ideologies represented would make it difficult to reach consensus. No, this is where people... who are aggressive like Kissinger, go against incrementalists, and they hash something out. You know, they vote on it. Okay? They try to point to Kissinger and Pearl having a vote, opposing viewpoints to Holbrooke or Johnson. But here's where, this is what they end with in the article. It's amazing. Besides, the attendee observed, it's almost impossible to name a Bilderberger-free cabinet. You'd be hard-pressed to find an administration that hasn't reached into those ranks into the last 20, 30, 40 years. Thank you, Politico. All right, let's play Mr. Disingenuous Savage talking about a Reichstag-like event. Hey, Savage, one happened in this country. One large one happened in this country. And it's the reason that we have the Patriot Acts 1, 2, parts of 3, Military Commissions Act, Guantanamo Bay. Let's play the clip.
You know, I made a prediction on this show yesterday that I'll repeat right now so that you can mark it down. Savage predicts a Reichstag fire-like event sometime within the next year or two in America that will have been conducted by the government and blamed upon subversive elements in order to permit a dictatorship and a naked dictatorship to emerge in this country. If you think I'm making this up, you're right. I'm making it up. But I'm not making it up out of whole cloth. I'm making it up out of historical cloth. Rahm Emanuel is a very devious man. Rahm Emanuel has deep roots going back to dictatorial inclinations. You want me to open that one up? Would you like to discuss Rahm Emanuel and who he is and what his background is and his father's background? His father was a member of the Irgun in the early days of Israel, which I think is quite ironic when you think about it. Here you have the most anti-Israel administration in modern American history, perhaps since Eisenhower. And the chief of staff's name is Rahm Emanuel. He is from Israel, and his father fought with Meir Begin in the Irgun in the early days of the foundation.
Let's cut the clip. Basically, what he's saying is that his father was an international terrorist. I believe he helped create the Mossad. Rahm Emanuel, dual Israeli citizen, wants conscription in this country. And Savage is exposing it, but, you know, I can't get on board with a guy who wants to demonize 9/11 truth, that wants to be into this left-right paradigm. I think it's because Savage isn't on TV that he's allowed to talk about this stuff, and it's just kind of the radio, because you have to keep your listeners with a little bit of truth, you know, like Alex talks about. And we'll see. You know, I hope that we don't see a false flag terror event in this country on the scale of 9/11 or larger. You know, whether it be, you know, a dirty bomb, you know, another building being blown up, another hijacking scenario, you know, who knows, cruise missiles. I mean, we, you know, surface to air. It's tough to say. Do we know this administration's corrupt? Yes. Do we know that the elite are behind them? Yes. Does the Obama deception totally and completely go over that? Yes. In fact, let's read that review. Review the Obama deception by Alex Jones. Alex Jones, for those who don't know, is a self-described tip of the spear in the info war. Jones is a nationally syndicated radio show host with daily audience in the hundreds of thousands, and he has directed and produced over 20 documentary films. The most recent film, The Obama Deception, could in time be remembered as one of the most important films in our history. The movie is indicative of being rush-released, which it clearly was. Timing is everything. Mr. Jones knew what he was doing in getting this film out to the masses, and I would venture its evidence of its critical timelessness at this moment in history. So, again, being praised for how quickly you turned it around. Never have so many people been so tantalizingly close to waking up their fellow man to the realities of the world we lived in. This film may be the only... Maybe the one to finally do that. Barack Obama, despite what the Madison Avenue spin doctors try to tell and sell us, is not the one. Not the one. It's more than the one. I mean, they've got, I mean, again, what this movie goes over, it's worship. It is brainwashing on a mass level using Coke, Pepsi, Time Magazine, Spider-Man, you name it. We'll be back with Alex Jones at South by Southwest, IFC Film Crew, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Our government has handed over billions with no strings attached and no accountability to the very bankers who created this whole mess we're in. Millions have lost their jobs to corporate corruption and mismanagement. Trillions in savings, net worth, and retirement accounts have been lost by investors and homeowners. When you really look at all the theft, crimes, secret organizations, and pervasive corruption going on, it's enough to make you think of your second favorite F-word, food. Food, the F-word that we had all better be thinking about. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633. By the way, I assume that your first favorite F-word is faith. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You mentioned that it was Waco, the Waco incident with David Koresh that you first really felt impassioned. I mean, what led up to that? I mean, how did you become such a vocal person?
Okay, well, I don't want to take issue with what you just first said, but if I can just add something there, and I'll tell you how I woke up and got involved, and I appreciate you doing the interview. Number one, if you look at polls, the issues I talk about are popular. I say we should know where the banker bailout money went, and Congress wants to know, too, and the private Federal Reserve has refused it. You can Google Senator Sanders, you know, saying, where's the money to Bernanke last week? And he said, I'm not going to tell you. Okay, so this is a private banking system outside our control. The Federal Reserve is the private, front group for the private banks. So they had 1,000-to-1 phone calls, Senator Boxer and others said, to Congress against the banker bailout. Polls showed 98% were against it. So I was against that. And they actually got power, you know, not just money in that, but power for there to be no oversight over what they were doing. On almost every issue I cover, it's actually popular. People know they're corrupt elites. They know they're fat cats. They know the elites are gaining more and more power and trying to secure their ill-gotten gains. That's what the New World Order is. It's a tyranny so people can't control their governments and ever bring these criminals like Madoff and all the rest of them and Ken Lay to justice. And so, you know, that. So I believe that the mainstream media has tried to suppress what's truly popular in the population. You go back 100 years ago, 80 years ago, populism. This was a populist message. Our president spoke out against the central banks. Kennedy didn't got killed. So, I mean, I found, I would say 85-90% of people today, I've been driving around for hours, you know, bullhorning, warning people during South by Southwest, it's a great opportunity. And I would find that, let's say, 85% were positive, going, yeah, Alex Jones, or yeah, Death of the New World Order, yeah, you know, arrest the bankers. And then I'd see kind of yuppie types on bikes or whatever. One guy flipped us off, and a few people just couldn't tell what we were saying. We're like, ah, shut up, idiot, and because they weren't informed. Even one guy was kind of yelling at me. He said, oh, Alex, because they just hear somebody on bullhorning, you know, from a car, and it kind of scares them. So I found, I mean, 10 years ago, I'd probably get half the email was negative. 5 years ago, 25% of the email was negative. Now maybe 5% of the email is negative. I go on other people's talk shows, right-wing talk shows, and they attack me and say I'm a kook and all this stuff, and then almost every caller calls in agreeing with me, and they always want to call me a liberal. I'm not a liberal or conservative. I'm just a freedom lover. I'll go on liberal talk shows, and the host may disagree with me because they're a mainline establishment corporate liberal, and almost everybody calls in and agrees with me. So I found that really we have the majority view. The people are actually more informed than some folks say, and it's accelerating right now. You know, Chuck Norris has been a big right winger. You know, he called me up and said, you're kind of waking me up that both parties are controlled. I want to come on your show. Rick Linklater one time was on my show and said, oh, you know, I just shot a movie with Bruce Willis. He was a big fake Republican pro-war. Until I
we'll go to more of that at the bottom of the hour. Obviously, we have the podcast of Chuck Norris and Alex Jones over at Infowars.com right now. I want to remind people that I'm also going to be doing an interview with Mike Adams on the bird flu and Baxter, two separate types of the bird flu virus, two separate strains in the bird flu vaccination and a separate strain, of course, of flu. It's unbelievable. Shipped out all over the place. I believe it was 14 separate countries. The way they caught it is they inject this ferret, and the ferret dies, and one of the scientists actually picks up on it. It's like, what's wrong with this stuff? Takes a look, and just like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. I want to remind people I also do a little talk show here at PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com, from 9 to midnight Central Time. And, you know, it's called The Info Warrior, TheInfoWarrior.com. I do a little blog over there as well. We try to go through as much news as we can cover in a 3 hour period. Oh, what about the Politico dot? Oh God, I got my producer Rob Dew coming in with, you can't trust Politico. I already said be wary of what Politico.com puts out there. All right, but this Politico article by Kenneth Vogel is awesome. So you know, not everybody is in on the conspiracy. You know. Can't stand it when I can't even get into the negativity and the attackers other than what we're about to read right now about the New World Order movie coming out at IFC, because this is mainline attacks and it's just absolutely ridiculous. I mean, come on. South by Southwest, New World Order illuminates conspiracy theorists. You've probably heard of the conspiracy theories. The Bilderberg Group secretly runs the world. 9/11 was an inside job. A group of elites is working to establish a New World Order. True. I believe that's 3 for 3, Bob, batting 1,000. All those are actually true. Paul Hartman, why? Paul Hartman. Yeah, I mean, they're all three are true. Let's be real. It's just ridiculous. I mean, Politico just did a 4-page article really breaking down the Bilderberg Group. You know, myself and others have proven that 9/11 was orchestrated by an international intelligence cartel on several occasions. My latest occasion with Fabled Enemies right here. You can't see it because PrisonPlanet.tv is not on, but we got a copy right here. Fabled Enemies really goes through the organizations that were involved. So, yes, that's true as well. And then a group of elites working to establish a new world order? Well, Wired, that is also true by their own admissions time and time again. Gordon Brown just came to this country, and he said, hey, we need a global new deal. And he said before his country many times, we need a new world order to save the world. And he wants to carbon credit you and enslave you just like the rest of them. And guess what? He's a Bilderberg attendee. Weird. You forgot Gordon Brown, Politico. But you know, Wired wants to take three truths right off the bat and make them seem like nutty conspiracy theories. The documentary New World Order, which had its world premiere Friday at the South by Southwest Film Festival, offers an inside look at people who dedicate their lives to investigating and spreading the word about such conspiracy theories. Wow, how dare we dedicate our lives to waking people up to the truth about what's going on around them, why they're losing their homes, why they're losing their jobs, why they're losing their pensions. why the government continues to take more and more control, why you have to take your shoes off at the airport. How dare we? How dare we challenge the corporate establishment? You know what? I think I'm just going to quit today, take Wired's lead, and just bow down to these people every morning, every evening. And just say, you know what? I love my servitude. I love my ownership. I love being a slave. You know, you're making me see the light, Wired. You're getting me. The 83-minute movie by directors Luke Meyer and Andrew Neil, who worked together on 2006 Darkon, focuses chiefly on Alex Jones, pictured a documentary filmmaker and talk radio host with a loud voice, an urgent message, and many times a bullhorn in hand. I believe I'm sitting next to Tyranny Crusher right over here, yes. In fact, that may be the same exact one. Jones, whose movies include such dire polemics, I'm sorry if the truth hurts, as Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, and Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, both excellent pictures. Get them over at Infowars.com right now. A documentary filmmaker and talk radio host with a loud voice, an urgent message, and many times a bullhorn in hand. I'm reading it and I'm an idiot. Certainly seems sincere enough to tries to shine a light on the annual Bilderberg meeting. Thank you, Politico. Where world leaders meet in secret to talk about something. It's pretty obvious what they're talking about. In 2006, we told you they were talking about blowing out the subprime mortgages after bringing people in. Guess what happened? They blew out the subprime mortgages after bringing people in. We also told you that they were going to crash the dollar. Guess what they did? They've crashed the dollar. We're also telling you they're trying to build a North American Union. And it's really almost been built. A lot of the large highway infrastructure still needs to be built. But guess what? It's happening. It's right in front of your face. It's being continued by the Obama administration. What aren't you getting? I mean, why is this snarky and sarcastic? Everything in here is the real deal. That's why I can't get down with people who attack Alex. I mean, it's just, see, the next thing, as New World Order follows Jones and some of his fellow conspiracy mongers. Mongers? It delivers a fascinating look at true believers who are desperate to expose the supposed sins of politicians and business chieftains. Supposed sins of politicians and business chieftains. Okay, who do you see on the news every night? Who is it? Who is on the news every night being corrupt? It's not just the celebrities that they're feeding us all the time. All right? I mean, what are these people smoking? It's always the politicians that are, you know, stealing money, stealing land, doing corrupt business deals with lobbyists, passing legislation. We have judges who are taking millions to put children into homes. So what's this guy talking about? I mean, that's the real deal. Those are the people that are more corrupt than anybody because they have the power. How dare we be desperate to expose these people? It's unbelievable. Without delving deeply into conspiracy theories themselves, the movie introduces the real people whose lives are in some instances consumed by these exotic ideas. Exotic. The four-page Politico article goes into how for the last 40 years, administrations have had Bilderberg attendees and members in them. You think that's an accident? That's an exotic idea? No, it's the truth. The grim scenarios outlined by the conspiracy theorists are familiar to anybody with a yen for exploring the information of rat holes so prevalent on the internet. See, they're rat holes when you start looking at who actually runs the show, what the actual agenda is. It's absolutely, it's disgusting. This article, oh my God, it's disgusting. What are you talking about? These people are the rats. Why are you so in love with the elite? Huh? I mean, where's the love fest? Michael Savage, man. They are messing with the cameras over here. It is killing me. They're zooming in on Michael Savage while I'm talking about rat holes. Well, Michael Savage is somewhat of a rat. You know what, though? Let's hope he wakes some people up and brings them to our information. Let's just keep reading this. Jones has turned his InfoWars concept into a cottage industry. It's always about being a cottage industry. Folks, if we didn't make this bigger, how would we be able to bring you the news for 7 hours a day. We bring you 7 hours of talk radio here a day, 5 days a week, and then Sunday you still get a two-hour show. We put together movies at a rate nobody puts together movies about relevant issues. I mean, come on. A cottage industry. I'm sorry no one else is doing it. I'm sorry there's no one in the mainstream media at all doing any of this stuff. I mean, come on. But the truly telling part of New World Order is its revealing depiction of the individuals who spend their spare time establishing alternative communities or burning DVDs in the hands of people at the World Trade Center site. Thank God for Luke Radowski and We Are Change. Thank God for them being down there and handing people loose change, handing them fabled enemies, handing them martial law, handing them America freedom to fascism. Thank God they're down there. I mean, this article is just totally gross. You know, it's got a ton of comments on it, but, you know, I can't even do that. Can't even do any more of it. I mean, why is it that... I mean, that's Wired's blog. Why is it that these guys really worship the ground that the elite walk on? I don't understand it. What have they done for them lately? Why is it that the economy can be gutted? People can be over in deserts fighting a war for resources and a Eurasian Union? You know, why is it that people can be dying every single day and this guy is still licking their boots? It's very compelling to me. No, the elite love us, Jason. What do you think? That they're going to build a rainbow sunshine machine that we're all going to take off on across the stars? And they're going to let everybody have it? I mean, seriously.
How dare you talk about the Bilderberg Group?
Once a year, 144 of the world elites. That Politico article also highlighted how some recent ones have really been attended by a majority of European elites, which we talk about here all the time. You know, the real power is from this nobility that's been around forever. They own the media over there. They print the money. Europeans, check it out. Doubt me? I mean, where do you think they print all this, you know, worthless paper fiat currency? It's not over here. I mean, yeah, the Rockefellers are a powerful group. I mean, David Rockefeller, how do people not understand this guy has co-chaired and created all sorts of globalist organizations? He's attended the Bilderberg Group. I don't know. I don't know when he's missed. He's always on the list. So you got to understand, this guy is a policy maker. I can't remember the last time Kissinger didn't go. It's a mover and shaker. And again, you know, that's just the tip of the iceberg, the Bilderberg Group. This is where they really figure out what they're going to be doing for the next, I believe, what is it? I would say another 12 months. But they delegate from the 144 into the upcoming Bohemian Grove Club, where 3,000 people get together. See, it's circles within circles. And then they start going to their factions and, you know, this is the agenda, this is what we need you to do. And, you know, they don't see the full scope of the picture most of the time in there. And then they leave the Bohemian Grove Club, and then they preach to, you know, before the CFR, and then before, you know, their employees about what their agenda is going to be, and they see a small part of the picture. You see how it works? It's very compartmentalized. And it's very important that we continue to expose what the Bilderberg Group is, who's in it, how they continue to dominate administrations, and I mean dominate them. I mean, come on. The Obama administration, again, Catherine Sebelius isn't the only one over there. Obama himself, Clinton herself. I would be hard-pressed to believe that Biden's never been there, although I can't confirm that. Biden's an insider among insiders. I'm pretty sure, yeah, I'm positive Biden's CFR. And, you know, Biden's a kind of likable guy. Obama's a very good speaker. A lot of people are being bamboozled on that fact alone. And the mainstream media is really not taking the administration to task. They're so scared to do so. Again, the only people I see reporting on any of this in the mainstream media is Lou Dobbs. Lou Dobbs will tell you that the economy's bad, that they're going to keep raping the middle class, that this administration is going to keep pursuing a North American Union, that Gordon Brown was here to talk about a new world order. But that's the one media outlet on one network. Wow. I mean, how many networks do we have? Well, I could probably end the segment with how many networks there are out there. Okay, we got ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, Mainline. Okay, those are four stations. Then we got Fox News. We got CNBC. We got MSNBC. We got CNN. We got CNN Headline News. Let's see. I can't be done, right? Did I say Fox News? Fox News, of course. There's Current TV now. There's C-SPAN. 1, 2, and History. I mean, I might have gotten most of them. I think CNBC actually has a second network as well. And we got one show on one network talking about any of these issues. Gee, I wonder if the mainstream media could be controlled by the Bilderberg Group. Guess Wired must think I'm a conspiracy theorist. We'll be back after this with more Alex Jones at South by Southwest, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the discreet pepper mace baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
Rick Linklater one time was on my show and said, "Oh, you know, I just shot a movie with Bruce Willis. He was a big fake Republican pro-war until I gave him your film Martial Law." And, you know, he didn't make stuff up. Rick doesn't. He said, "I want you to know Bruce Willis says he's awake now and won't be a fake Republican." And I've woke up a lot of liberals that the Democrats are controlled. Bill Clinton was controlled. Obama's already flip-flopping on us, everything he said. Is he obnoxious and evil as Bush? No. But the very same elite still in power, they can put a nice guy like Obama out in front of us and fool everybody. So you're asking how I woke up. I mean, yeah, I started following the Waco case real close, and I watched the congressional hearings on C-SPAN. And I noticed that they were admitting that Delta Force went in and that the flare footage showed people being shot and that they could have picked, the Davidians up who were in town every day. David Koresh, really his name is Vernon Howell, and I didn't agree with that guy, but most of what they said about him was made up. It was all exaggerated. And that they used a PR firm's kid to go up and claim that she'd been abused or not. She hadn't been. It hadn't even been there. That it was literally a PR event to start persecution of the American people by picking out kind of a weird group like Hitler did Jews or gypsies or artists or gay people or whatever. It's how they always do it. You know, they pick on a weak group first to set the precedence, and then they use it against everybody. Kind of like they said it was all for Al-Qaeda losing our liberties, this made-up CIA group, and now they're announcing, we're going to use Homeland Security and common crimes against the American people. It's a total federal takeover. So I saw that and woke up, and I was more of a kind of a libertarian conservative at first, and I really figured out both parties were controlled within a few years. So I've been doing this for 14 years now.
So before that, I mean, even before Waco, I mean, like, let's even go further back to, you know, growing up and such. I mean, like, when did you first start getting, socio-politically active? Yeah. And when did you start to develop the voice as you are now?
Sure. I never identified with being a jock, with being a stoner, with being a punk, with being a nerd. I hung out with everybody and played football and partied with the folks with long hair. I didn't care. I never cared what color somebody was or what they looked like to me. That was just how they liked to dress instead of their identity. And at the same time, my mom, was a history major. There's a lot of history books around. And I was a big reader, too. And I read a lot of history books like The Rise and, Decline, The Rise and Fall, The Roman Empire, Rise and Fall of the Third Reich by Scherer, Heinz Hobel, Order of the Death's Head. I read hundreds of history books. I read, republished psychological warfare manuals about how the British ran the war. I discovered that the British had actually covertly funded Hitler. And then that the King of England was actually a Nazi, and that they actually double-crossed Hitler and wanted him to destroy Europe and then turn him against the Soviets. And that's mainline history. It's just not publicized widely.
All right, we're going to play more of that in the second hour. That's Alex Jones at South by Southwest talking to the IFC film crew. New World Order premiering over at South by Southwest. In the next hour, I'm really going to blitz through the news. Let me just read you some of the headlines that are over at PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. Group smeared as terror cell by feds run soup kitchens. We're going to be talking about that MIAC document. Milwaukee study could rain realign climate change theory. See, some scientists are wising up to the fact that it's actually getting a lot colder here. Weird. But, climate change is happening because of us. We have to pay a carbon tax, don't you know? Absolute ridiculous nonsense. Just totally and completely made up to make us fear that we're actually killing the earth. It's our fault. How dare you drive that car? Well, meanwhile, the people that are really polluting the earth run, the actual organizations out there like the Sierra Club. They're the ones that are dumping the real toxic chemicals into the ocean. That really does hurt the earth. People hear us, denouncing global warming and Al Gore, and they think, these people hate the earth. They want to pollute the earth. No. We would love to stop the real eco-criminals out there, but unfortunately, they're running the show. And they want to make it about a carbon tax that you and I can pay. More Alex Jones, South by Southwest. Blitz through the news. Bank secrecy bites the dust in Europe. We'll be back after this. PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.